I'm Howie Hawkins. I'm the Green Party candidate for governor. And I'm very encouraged by the anti-Cuomo vote we saw on Tuesday. It's about 40%. You add Teachout and Credico together, you're close to 40%. The vote against Hochul for Wu was 40%. I think that shows a lot of dissatisfaction with Andrew Cuomo. We have two new polls out yesterday for the 21st and 19th congressional districts that have me at 12%. That's up from 7% previously. And I find it interesting that Andrew Cuomo, who would not debate Zephyr Teachout or Randy Credico, his challengers to his left in the primary, now wants to debate Astorino and exclude me because he knows there's a lot of votes I'm gonna get on his left side. And I represent, I'm the last progressive candidate left on the ballot in November. This is a progressive state. Progressives in this state deserve to have their candidate in the debates. Yet the day after the election, Andrew Cuomo flips and says, I'm willing to debate, and suddenly WABC, Univision, the Daily News, and the New York City League of Women Voters say they're gonna do a primetime debate, just Cuomo and Astorino. I think that's a disservice to the electorate. And even if I'm excluded from the debate, I am gonna take a lot of votes from Cuomo. I think the issues that Teachout and Credico raised will continue to resonate. One of them is raising the minimum wage. It's been over a year since the minimum wage law passed. It was an inadequate law, but one of the things the legislature asked Cuomo to do was to form a wage board to deal with tipped workers. And he's allowed those people to be underpaid for another year. And now that he's threatened from his left, he's finally forming the commission. But it isn't of people that know what it's like to be a working person, particularly to have your wages stolen. We have over $1 billion of wages stolen in New York City a year. And here we are a year later, and those people have lost another $1 billion, the lowest paid workers in New York City. And then there's the fracking question. At least Rob Astorino banned frack waste from his own county when he signed a law banning it in Westchester. Andrew Cuomo is allowing frack waste to come into the state. We know it's being dumped in landfills in Steuben County. And you go down there to the center at Horseheads, and all the infrastructure for fracking New York is in place. The fluid companies that create that frack fluid from Texas, Halliburton, Bechtel, the pipes, the compressors equipment, the drilling equipment, it's all there, and it's ready to go for a 300-mile radius. And so Andrew Cuomo's sitting on the fence till the election, trying to avoid the issue. After the election, I'm afraid if he gets a big enough vote to run for president, he's going to be pro-fracking, he's going to frack New York, because he doesn't want to be the only anti-fracking candidate on the ballot. So we're getting ready to go down to the UN Climate Summit on September 21st. There are going to be over 100,000 people saying we need climate action. And the centerpiece of my program is a clean energy program that will get us to 100% clean energy by 2030. We have a peer-reviewed study by scientists, engineers, and economists at Cornell and Stanford to say that will create 4.5 million jobs, mostly middle-income manufacturing and construction jobs, and will cut our electric rates in half. You know, the Cuomo-Astorino line is we need to cut taxes and spending, but what they mean is cut taxes for the 1% and cut spending for the 99%. They say that will improve the business climate. Well, you cut electric rates in half and manufacturers are going to come back to New York. Plus, if we have progressive taxation, restore revenue sharing, we can permanently lower our property taxes, not this tiny, token, temporary $34 on average check people are going to get right before the election. Cuomo calls that tax relief. That's nothing. We need real tax relief. Lower the property taxes, lower the electric rates, lower health care costs by going to single-payer health care, and then improve the living standard for workers around the state. Demand will come up, and then business will invest, because they'll be able to make money selling their, what they have to sell to people that now have more money to spend. That's how to get the economy going. That's the progressive alternative. I'm the last one on the ballot. I should be in the debates, and I'm looking forward to them.
What brings you out here? What do you want to say to the residents of New York State? Are you out here to announce your candidacy today?
I announced in April. I'm at 12% in the polls, brother. I am the third alternative. I think I'm the third major candidate. There are only three distinct parties. We may have 12 ballot lines on the ballot, but those aren't parties. Those are extra lines for the major party candidates. They each have four, and then you have some upstarts that are trying to establish themselves as parties. But as far as we can see, there's no real organization. So I want to be in the debates. I want every voter in this area to know I am the progressive alternative on the ballot in November. And it's an obligation of the media to tell the people that they've got an alternative, the same kind of alternative, except a better one, I believe, than what Teachout and Credico offered in the primary. And they got 40% of the vote in that primary.
What do you want to tell the residents of New York State?
I am the progressive alternative on the ballot. If they want lower property taxes, if they want a full employment economy, if they want health care as a human right, if they want their schools funded fully, I'm their candidate.
What do you say to people who say that a Hawkins vote is just a protest vote?
No, the wasted vote is to vote for Cuomo because you don't like what he says, but you think he's a lesser evil. That's a wasted vote. You want to send a message to the political system, vote for me. To vote for Cuomo on, say, the working families line or the women's equality line is still a vote for Cuomo. I mean, it's real simple. It's not rocket science. I'm competing for those votes. I get a lot of votes. That's going to send a message right through the establishment. And plus, I'm closer to Astorino than he is to Cuomo in the polls. Maybe I'm coming in second. Maybe I'm, you know, we have two-way debates. I should be in the debate. And if I get in the debate, I believe what I'm saying is more popular with the voters of New York than what Cuomo's saying. We see that in the primary. There's that poll I mentioned where I'm at 12%. Cuomo's approval rating is down in the 30%. He's sinking like a rock, and I'm the alternative.
Now that Teachout is out of the primaries, has your strategy changed for campaigning?
No, we're going directly to the voters with our program.
Well, since Astorino is making a push to reel in the dissatisfied, the disgruntled Democrats that didn't want to vote for Governor Cuomo, that he's going after them now. I didn't know if you were.
He's not going to get those voters. Those people are Democrats. The Republican brand is terrible in this state. You know, people, when they think Republican, they think of the nonsense they see going on in Congress. Those people do not want to privatize our public schools, which is Astorino's position. He wants more charters that are privately managed with public money. That's crony capitalism, which he says he's against. He wants tuition tax credits for private schools. So does Cuomo, for that matter. Those Democrats are not for that program. They don't want to see more tax cuts for the top end and spending cuts for the 99%. So he's not going to get those votes.
What's the alternative to fracking?
Clean energy, 100% clean energy, solar, wind, distributed energy, it's all over. Everybody can participate with the right policies. They can sell their excess electricity to the grid. It's a threat to the big oil and gas companies and to the big utilities, but it democratizes and decentralizes control of energy. It's clean, it creates jobs, it cuts electric rates in half, according to that study I mentioned earlier.
When you're going to the UN at the end of September, and you said the Green Party, can you clarify, is that the Green Party of New York or is that nationwide?
It's people nationwide. It's the Green Party of New York. There are Greens from Canada and Europe who are coming. It's the whole movement that wants real action on climate change, which world leaders have failed to do. The UN summit is on September 20th, 21st, that weekend. We're going to have a massive march on September 21st, and we will be having workshops and educational events at a climate convergence on that Saturday in New York City. If people go to my webpage, howiehawkins.org, there's a climate march tab on there. They can find out more about it and how they can get down there and participate.
And can you say again what the change, when you're in New York City, what the change that you're calling for is?
We're calling for a commitment, a rapid transition to clean energy. The fossil fuels are obsolete. They pollute. They create climate global warming. And we have a better alternative. It's cheaper, it creates more jobs, and it doesn't pollute. So that's what we want to see. We want a commitment of the nations of the world to that. And what I'm running for is to make New York a leader in that transition. New York led the way on the New Deal back in the 30s when Roosevelt was governor of New York and did a lot of and experimented with a lot of the programs he then implemented in the New Deal, like the Works Progress Administration, public jobs for the unemployed in public works and public services. We think New York should lead again in the transition to clean energy. And if we don't, we're going to be technologically backward and economically depressed, because Western Europe and China are investing heavily in the clean renewables. They're going to get the manufacturing, they're going to have the cheaper electricity, and we're going to be disadvantaged when it comes to attracting manufacturing and jobs in New York if we don't make the transition to clean energy and make that commitment now. We're right at the turning point. Climate action has got to happen in the next decade, or we're toast, to use a metaphor. You know, we're boiling the planet. Thanks for coming out.